Hello, and welcome back to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and in this episode, we are going to be talking about some of my future plans that I have, and what you can expect from the podcast, as well as what kind of projects I'm working on film-wise. So if that's something that interests you, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Hello, guys, and welcome back to episode 25, I believe? Yes, episode 25. And this is going to be a little bit more structured. As you guys know, I'm sorry for the last episode. I know it was a little bit of a rant, but it was something that was on my mind, and I felt like I needed to share it with you guys. But for this one's going to be a little more straightforward and to the point. I just wanted to let you guys know what my plans are, both for the podcast as well as my YouTube channel. So let's get started. So as of right now, nothing's really changed as far as the podcast goes. I'm going to continue to do these weekly every Sunday from now until the first Sunday of 2021. So that's pretty much all I have planned at this point. I've literally sat down at my desk and I've planned out every single episode from here all the way to the new year. So you guys could not expect a shortage of podcast episodes, as I got plenty lined up. I cannot wait to share them with you. So that's pretty much all we're going to be doing for the podcast as far as things like that go. I do have some fun episodes planned that I really can't wait to share with you guys. One in particular is going to be a Halloween themed one, and that should be coming out next week on the 25th. So October 25th, 2020, you can expect a Halloween themed one. And then the following, on November 1st, 2020, I'm going to be doing my first thoughts and reactions to The Mandalorian Season 2, which I'm very excited for. It's coming out on the 30th of this month, so I cannot wait to see what they're going to do and how they're going to move that story forward. And then episodes 28 through 32, or 33, sorry, I have not planned as of right now. That's kind of going to be the confusing period to fill in, like November and a little bit of December, as the last two episodes of the year are going to be holiday themed, and then the one coming out on January 3rd, 2021 is going to be all about 2021 and what I hope to get out of that year. So right now, that's pretty much all we have planned, because I've done the going to the movies, I've talked about horror films, I've talked about returning to production, and this one is going to be all about just moving forward and me just talking about what I have planned and really what I'm trying to push for myself and just kind of expand on what I was talking about in the last episode. If you guys couldn't already tell from that episode, I was very much in a funk and I just was not in a good mood when I was doing that episode. And for those of you who are really paying attention, I released it very late. I released it just about 5 minutes before midnight, so I just barely made it like a day late. So that was pretty close. But other than that, all I can say is that the reason why I was acting that way was because I'm just hitting that burnout, and it's really just, again, just making movies is hard. It's one thing to write one, but to try and get one made is even impossible, no matter what kind of movie you're making, whether it's a big budget Hollywood movie or whether it's just a one with literally no budget at all trying to be filmed by some 18-year-old kid. So no matter what, it is going to have its challenges, but I actually kind of welcome the challenges at this point, and they actually kind of push me to do better. But as of right now, that's all I have for the podcast. Now, in terms of film, it's been very tough, as I have told you guys that I do have one really good idea for a story in particular, and it's just been really difficult to kind of, I mean, I know I have my concept down, I have my introduction, and I have my ending. I know how I want to end it, I know the twists and stuff that I want to do. It's just, the tricky part is finding the bridge to connect those two things and make it cohesive. And that's a bummer, because I am enthusiastic about the story. I think it's got a tremendous amount of potential, and can't wait to share it with people. And it's just been very difficult to find a day to shoot it, let alone finish the script itself, because I don't want to repeat the same mistakes as my first film, where I was just making edits as I was going and we were just brushing through it. When, for those of you who have seen it, you guys could probably notice some, I'd want to say somewhere between 50 to 60% of the dialogue in there was ad-libbed, and we only used about 40% of the script's actual dialogue that I had written down. So I kind of don't want to do that, because given that I want this story to focus more, not necessarily entirely on horror, but mainly suspense. And that means that everything has to be on point. Like, nothing can't really change much, unless it's something that'll help make it flow better. But in terms of, like, line delivery and execution, it has to be on point. And there's, like, little to no room for messing around this time around. And I have to, like, the script is the playbook, and I gotta go by the playbook. I can't just shoot from the hip at this point. So anyway, as far as that goes, that's what I'm trying to do. And it's also pretty difficult because I want to film this thing and I want to get it out at least, like, either before or, if possible, even on Halloween, because I do want to make it some sort of spooky themed film just for the sake of the season and just to have some fun. If worst case scenario, if we can release it in November, then that's fine. At least we get it made, but it'd be nice to have it released sometime during the Halloween season. As far as that goes, I really don't have much planned in terms of projects. I got some things in mind. I have one project in particular, but I know that it's definitely going to be a handful, and it's going to take up a lot of my time. So I really need to plan this out and things through and make sure that we can actually, for one, like, do it in general, because I'm not going to waste all this time if we don't even end up doing it. So it's just a matter of getting things in order, seeing if I can do this, and if I do get the green light, and then I'm all good to go. If it's possible to make this project, then I'll go ahead and I'll do it, and I'll give you guys more information once I have more concrete facts and details and stuff like that. But as far as that goes, that's all I really have planned. I just have planned like a 20-25 minute short film planned for release sometime either Halloween or early November, mid-November at the latest. And then after that, it's really just playing it by ear, just doing a bunch of different videos on the channel, maybe doing some film analysis. I'm actually in the process of doing my first one. I'm going to talk about the original Halloween from 1978, just talk about the film, go over a brief overview, because I know that there's hundreds of documentaries out there talking about the film, and I know that a bunch of people, if you're horror fans, are already going to know, like, most of the stuff that I'm talking about. So in terms of the film history, I'm just going to keep it brief, but I'm mainly just going to go over the effect that it's had on me and how it's made me go from someone who absolutely hated horror movies to someone who actually isn't a diehard fan, but I have a much bigger respect for the genre than I did, let's say, 3 years ago. And it's something that I look forward to. I actually look forward to watching those kinds of movies, especially during this time of year. So it's mainly just going over how Halloween's affected me and how it's one of those films that ultimately led me to where I am now and has made me decide that I wanted to pursue a career in filmmaking. So yeah. But as far as those things go, that's really all I have planned. Not much else is coming up beside at the time of this recording. It's October 17th, so next week on the 24th, it'll be my birthday. I'll be turning 19, so that's kind of crazy. I don't think 19 is going to hit me as hard. 20 definitely will, just because that's just a huge date, so that'll be hard to process. Let alone 19 is hard to process too, and it's just crazy how fast this year's gone by. It feels like it just turned 18, but it just goes to show how fast 2020's gone, no matter how chaotic it's been for some of you. I don't know, so yeah, I got that to look forward to, so that'll also be a topic on next week's episode. Just be talking about Halloween and just talking about my birthday, as that'll be the last episode of the podcast in October. So I'll be sure to try and make it as special as I can. But other than that, that's really all I got to say for you guys. Like I said before, I wanted to keep it brief, just kind of, at this point, the podcast has just become just little updates for you guys, just to let you guys know what's going on. So, as always, I appreciate every single one of you who stopped by to listen. If you like what you just heard, please be sure to share this with a friend, as it'll definitely help me out. If you'd like to support me on my filmmaking journey, please feel free to check out my YouTube channel, MagFilmsLTD. If you want to even take it a step further, please be sure to check out my Patreon, MagFilmsLTD. Thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your days to listen to what I have to offer. And as always, have an amazing day. Thank you.